This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. The Boston Celtics move on to the second round of the NBA playoffs this afternoon as they host the Washington Wizards for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. And these two teams just don't much care for each other. For a preview of that series and a look at how the Celtics came back to win the first round, we turn to WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning.
The Celtics are the Eastern Conference top seed, but a week ago, Boston's potential to advance seemed kind of shaky. The Celtics lost the first two games at home to the Chicago Bulls, but then the Celtics did come back with four straight wins. What changed?
Yeah, you're right. With those two losses, there was all this talk again about how they were a weak number one seed, how coach Brad Stevens had struggled to win playoff games. But one of the biggest issues for the Celtics was, and one of the reasons they fell behind 0-2, was that the team star Isaiah Thomas was dealing with the death of his younger sister. She died the day before the start of the Celtics' first round series. So Thomas and the team were really on a bit of an emotional roller coaster early on, particularly those first two games. And Coach Brad Stevens talked about that after they won the series.
Bigger things in basketball happened, and that took precedent and takes precedent. And, you know, I was really proud of our guys for how they treated each other, how they stuck together. Nobody pointed fingers. They were just a great support network for one another, and especially for Isaiah.
Stevens added that he also thought the Celtics appreciated, I know that's an odd way of putting it, but appreciated being counted out, that that provided some extra motivation for them. And I think given the way the Celtics pulled out the series with all that was going on with Thomas, I think they're a tighter, more closely bonded, stronger team entering this series with the Wizards.
As for the death of Isaiah Thomas's younger sister, her funeral took place yesterday in Washington State. What is your understanding of whether Isaiah Thomas will be in the lineup this afternoon?
Well, the Celtics are expecting him in the lineup. He's told his teammates that he will be there, but it is a really, really tight turnaround. He flew back to his home state of Washington immediately after Game 6 on Friday for the funeral, and he has about 36 hours, maybe a little bit more, between then, the conclusion of that game, and this afternoon's tip-off at 1 p.m. to make it back. And I think it's important to note that there's no pressure on the part of the Celtics. Coach Stevens has said he's okay if Thomas doesn't play in Game 1 of the series. And here's Stevens speaking after Game 6 about what Thomas faces.
If it's difficult, it's difficult, but it's just a basketball game. And so he'll be ready to play. And he's going to, and if he decides when he gets there it's too much, that's okay. That's fine. We don't, you know, this is a lot more important.
This that Stevens is speaking about is Thomas having the time and the space to attend his sister's funeral, to say goodbye, and to continue dealing with her death however he feels he needs to. But I think his teammates know that he'll do everything he can to be on the floor with them.
Whether or not the star point guard's in action this afternoon, the Wizards definitely present a tough challenge for the Celtics. These two teams have had some particularly tense matchups.
Yeah, they split their regular season series 2-2, but that does not cover at all the intensity of their regular season matchups. Tempers flared, there were flagrant fouls, lots of jawing, trash talk between players, there were fines. After one game, police had to stand between the visitors' locker room at TD Garden, where the Wizards were changing, and the Celtics' home locker room at TD Garden to ensure what happened on the court didn't escalate off the court. And then the Wizards have accused the Celtics of playing dirty, and Isaiah Thomas responded to that by saying, well, if playing hard is dirty, then I guess we're a dirty team. And then there was the time when the Wizards wore what they called funeral attire to one regular season game.
Yeah, right. That funeral attire, you could say that was notable. Remind us what was behind that little bit of Wizards drama.
Yeah, the Wizards sort of wanted to motivate themselves, so they showed up in all black to a late January game against the Celtics. They thought it was a way to sort of send a message about how intense they were going to take that game, how seriously they were going to take it. Meanwhile, the Celtics sort of laughed off that seriousness, and they were like, this isn't like it's Game 7 of the playoffs, so it should be interesting when the two teams actually do meet up in the playoffs. And given that they split the regular season series, potentially do have a game seven to show up for. Maybe we'll see that funeral attire again.
Well, what are you expecting, Shira, for the playoff series?
No doubt tempers are going to flare again, and this series may come down to which team, which players can keep their emotions in check enough to focus on the actual game and execute.
Shira, thanks.
Thank you.
That's WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. This is 90.9 WBUR.